Howard Breakfast, 6 to 10 a.m. From sunrise to sunset, we bring the power. Power FM.
The Power FM News, brought to you by Techno Accessories. Techno, say hello to original.
Bringing you hot off the press news from Lusaka, Arkabwe, Livingstone, and Copperbelt News Bureau. The Power FM News. FM News.
More stakeholders have reacted to contradictory statements from the Food Reserve Agency, FRA, and the Ministry of Agriculture regarding the export of maize to neighboring Democratic Republic of Congo, DRC.
The Action Institute for Policy Analysis Center has described the rejection of a youth and women empowerment motion by the United Party for National Development, UPND members of parliament as reckless.
In international news, DR Congo and Rwanda-backed M23 signed ceasefire deal to end fighting in eastern DR.
In sports news, Esther Mchinga joins Zesco on Dollar Girls.
And now, the Power FM News.
Front and reliable news every day. I'm Shekinah Sakala.
And I'm Grace Wanji.
More stakeholders have reacted to what they term as contradictory statements from the Food Reserve Agency, FRA, and the Ministry of Agriculture regarding the export of maize to neighboring Democratic Republic of Congo, DRC, describing the development as concerning. The government, through the Ministry of Agriculture, on Friday denied reports suggesting that it had signed a memorandum of understanding with DRC aimed at exporting about 1 million metric tons of maize, while acknowledging that it has received inquiries about the exports from that country and other neighboring states. The clarification follows a statement issued by the FRA on Thursday, claiming that it had signed an agreement with the DRC to export 1 million metric tons of maize. To the contrary, Acting Agriculture Minister Peter Kapala on Friday said no formal agreement had been signed yet between the two countries, adding that negotiations are ongoing regarding the possibility of exporting maize or millet not only to the DRC but to other neighboring countries. But a renowned climate smart agriculture expert, Oliver Kandela Wolaya, says statements from the FRA and the Ministry of Agriculture are deeply concerning, stating that the export of maize requires careful deliberation and consensus among the relevant authorities to ensure a decisive action. Dr. Wolaya therefore urges government to exercise caution to avoid transitioning from a position of potential exportation to one of importation. He adds that the economic implications of such a shift could be detrimental to farmers and the agricultural economy as a whole.
However, such engagement must not be based on assumptions or projections of the 3.6 million or over the maize that we intend or the farmers have produced, especially when the Food Reserve Agency hasn't yet even fulfilled its purchase obligation with local farmers. We must exercise caution to avoid transitioning from a position of potential exportation to one of importation. The economic implications of such a shift could be detrimental and undermining our farmers and the agricultural economy as a whole. To our smallholder farmers, we urge you to embrace irrigation practices rooted in climate smart agriculture.
Meanwhile, economic analyst Kelvin Chisanga has cautioned that Zambia's export policy on key food crops, especially maize, must be balanced with long-term food security and industrial transformation goals. Despite FRA projecting maize stock levels of 4 million metric tons, Mr. Tsanga has cautioned, citing significant risks posed by climate change, regional food insecurity, and macroeconomic volatility to the country's food security, recommends establishing a strategic food reserve system that can sustain Zambia for at least 2 years, serving as a critical buffer against poor harvest price shocks or unforeseen emergencies, noting that this reserve would safeguard national food security and economic stability. The analysts suggest transitioning from raw maize exports to processed products like millet, flour and feedstock, adding that the shift would unlock higher returns, generate local jobs and strengthen Zambia's position in the regional agro value chain.
We need to look at how best can we manage the current grain surplus that we have. So at, even when it comes to the export of this commodity, it should be justifiable at a light time. Maybe if we're to export in the Q4 of this particular fiscal year, and of course after thoroughly assessment of all the key fundamental factors, maybe that could also work out, not where we should be able to just lash right from the harvest period. I think it's more justifiable to look at this in a critical, conscious, decisive way compared to the way we are trying to take it. Especially that we know that we have been halving, or we had a description of this nature, which also complemented to the current situation that we face in the microeconomic environment.
President Hakainde Hichilema has reaffirmed government's efforts to stabilize the economy, citing significant progress following debt restructuring. Speaking when he officiated the 11th Quadrennial Conference of the Civil Servants and Allied Workers Union of Zambia, President Hichilema urged the nation to continue supporting the government's economic growth agenda, which he said will benefit marginalized Zambians. While acknowledging the crucial role of unions in national economic growth and development, the head of state further appealed to the, the Conference of Civil Servants and Allied Workers Union of Zambia to spearhead the fight against corruption in the civil service, stating that corruption is a major obstacle to progress and development.
We support the economic growth agenda because it generates revenues, jobs, business opportunities, revenues to allow the government to continue funding free education and move into the private sector. Just right now, you need to support NGOs, meetings at school, every January, it was trouble. You are wise for income to use in other areas. So that economic growth is important for the union.
The Action Institute for Policy Analysis Center has described the recent decision by the United Party for National Development Member of Parliament to reject a motion aimed at establishing a Women and Youth Empowerment Department as a Citizens Economic Empowerment Commission as reckless. IPAC Executive Director Solomon Ngoma said the motion was a progressive step towards promoting President Hakainde Hichilema's vision for empowering youth and women in Zambia. Mr. Ngoma states that the decision to shoot down the motion raises questions about the commitment of some UPND MPs to the President's vision. He has appealed to President Hichilema to consider making changes to the ruling party whips in the House, suggesting that they may not share the same vision as the President. Mr. Ngoma emphasizes that the MPs have a duty to serve the people who elected them, not just their party, adding that the shooting down good motions undermines the trust and confidence of the Zambian people in their elected leaders.
We are deeply concerned by the recent decision of the ruling United Party for National Development members of parliament to shoot down a motion to set up a Women and a Youth Empowerment Department and the Citizens Economic Empowerment Commission. This motion was a progressive step towards promoting the president's vision for empowering youth and women in Zambia. IPAC believes that the establishment of a Women and a Youth Empowerment Department, a CEC, could have been a significant step towards addressing the challenges faced by women and youth in accessing economic opportunities. The decision to shoot down this motion raises questions about the commitment of some UPND members of parliament to the president's vision for youth and women empowerment. We wish to appeal to President Hakainde Hichilema to consider making changes to the ruling party whips in the House, as it appears that they may not share the same vision or do not understand their role why they are the whips in the Zambian parliament. We would like to urge President Hichilema to take decisive action to ensure that his vision for empowering women and youth is implemented to promote economic empowerment for women and youth in Zambia.
Disability Rights Watch says it is hopeful that the 2026 general election process will be disability inclusive to ensure that people with disabilities are not deprived of their right to vote. Disability Rights Watch National Coordinator Bruce Choma has therefore challenged the Electoral Commission of Zambia to begin the preparations now ahead of the 2026 polls, if individuals with limitations are to be guaranteed a disability inclusive general election. Within an interview with Power FM News, Mr. Choma reminded the ECZ to fully actualize the 2011 court ruling, which he said is in favor of people's limitation in as far as election inclusivity is concerned. Meanwhile, Mr. Choma is optimistic that the proposed limitation will help address some of the concerns in terms of distance.